Evelyn, do you want to start and introduce the event you have coming up?
Susan and I are board members for First City Homeless Services Day Shelter that's located at 400 Main Street in the Social Hall of the Methodist Church. The Day Shelter is having their fourth annual Empty Bowl Dinner this Saturday, March 28th. And we want everyone to know that the tickets are selling themselves. After this being our fourth year, you know, we're not struggling as hard to sell them because it is such a fun event.
Yes, and it'll be this Saturday, March 28th at the First Lutheran Church Gym, 4:30 to 7 p.m.
That's right. I saw you guys brought an empty bowl with you. Will you tell me a little bit about that bowl?
Yes, and so the idea of this whole event, it's a nationwide event, the EmptyBowlsProject.net, and they're actually celebrating their 25th anniversary. So the idea is that you have a simple meal as a fundraiser served in a handmade pottery bowl. This is our first year that we were able to actually get enough pottery bowls or to organize it to have handmade pottery bowls for this event. So I have one in front of me. We had a workshop in November. We've been working on it all winter. And Leif Sievertson, Louise Kern, Jill Mand, and volunteers, we all threw bowls, and then they continue to produce. We have about 160 handmade bowls. So that makes it a lot more fun. You get to keep your bowl. You get to have wonderful soups and good bread. We have a little dessert, and we have entertainment by the Free Radicals. The restaurants, all the soups are donated by local restaurants. And I'm just going to list them here so everybody can hear some of the good soups we have. Most of them are in already. Alva's Fish Chowder, Annabelle's Mushroom Soup, Best Western Landing Chicken Noodle and Chili, Cape Fox Tomato Basil, Dave's Red Anchor Chicken Noodle, Garcia's, I haven't got that one yet, K-High Culinary Arts Class Salmon Chowder, The Last Frontier Mexican Corn Bis Soup, Creamy Mushroom Potato Soup, The New York Cafe Fish Chowder, Ocean View Lentil with Bacon, Pioneer Cafe Tomato Florentine, Shogun Egg Drop, Sweet Mermaid's Pumpkin Curry, The Galley Arzo Caldo, that's a rice porridge, and The Point Sweet Potato Peanut. Very good soups. Also, we have sponsors that help us buy some of the things needed, and our sponsors this year are Madison Lumber and Southeast Stevedoring. So we couldn't do this with all the great donations that we get for this event.
Well, I understand that the funds raised for this go to support the Day Shelter. Could you tell me a little bit about what the Day Shelter does?
Well, the Day Shelter opened 5 years ago out of a grassroots observation, and that was people are homeless 24 hours a day. We have Park Avenue Temporary Home that's doing a phenomenal job of caring for men and women and families at night. So they are welcome through the door at 5 o'clock at night, and then they're out during the day. And there are many men and women in our town who have no place to live, and so therefore they were on the streets during the day. And in December of 2009, we opened the Day Shelter in the Social Hall of the Methodist Church. And the people who are attending are growing in number. In February of 2015, last month, we had 102 people come to the shelter for services, some needing showers, some needing clothes, all of them needing to spend the day at some point in time to get out of the weather. In January, we had 95 new individuals. So in 2 months, we've had 197 individuals come to the Day Shelter. That's a phenomenal number of people who need help. One of the projects that we have is we've extended our hours. thanks to a borough grant, we were able to open all day on Saturday. So we're open Monday through Saturday from 8:30 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. We don't offer any services that someone else in town offers because resources are so minimal, no duplication of services. We started offering a protein breakfast, a very light self-serve breakfast, and it consists mainly of the goods that we get from Safeway, A&P, IGA, and when people have a big spaghetti feed or a big business meeting and there's leftover food, they'll bring it to the shelter, and we serve that food and call it breakfast. And then on Saturdays, because no one serves breakfast on lunch on Saturday, we make 40 brown bag lunches. Salvation Army serves lunch Monday through Friday. We serve breakfast. They serve lunch. So you can get two meals a day if you're hungry in Ketchikan. And that's what's really important for people to know. We don't offer food boxes. We offer two hot meals a day. And on Sunday at the Episcopal Church is the Lord's Table at 3 o'clock in the afternoon that some churches help to provide hot meals. So in Ketchikan, it needs to be known to everyone that you don't have to be homeless, but if you are hungry, if your money's not making it till the end of the month, come to the day shelter, the Salvation Army, the Lord's Table, and you will receive a hot meal. Salvation Army and Love in Action provide food bags and boxes for people. We offer a hot meal and shelter, and at the day shelter you can have a shower. So shower, hygiene items, clean clothes if you need them, and that is what our purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
What we will be doing in September, we're not going to do it before the season because it's just too crazy, but we've noticed since we've opened at 8:30 in the morning that every time we open, there are people standing in the door waiting to get in. So come September, we will be opening earlier, 8:30, 7 o'clock. We just have to keep moving our time earlier until we recognize that we are meeting the need of those people who are on the streets all night long. But 197 people have come to the day shelter in 2 months' time. That's a tremendous growth in the hungry, the homeless, and the marginally housed in our town.
Is there anything that you know that might contribute to that especially high number?
There are those in our town who are chronically inebriated, chronically addicted, and have no means of putting a roof over their head. There are those who their money doesn't make it to the end of the month, and they run out of money for food. There are people who lose their tenancy or their rent because of various reasons, but there's a big influx of people, especially starting in March and April, for coming to work in Alaska. You know, that great adventure coming to Alaska. They buy a ticket on the ferry that goes as far as Ketchikan, and they get off on this island in the Pacific Ocean, and they think they're in Alaska, and they find that they're in a rainforest. And we have minimal housing for people here in Ketchikan. We all know of the housing shortage. Low-income housing is near impossible to find in Ketchikan. So when we have these families or men and women coming to Ketchikan because they think they're in Alaska, where there are no igloos, there are no wild animals to hunt and find, they end up homeless and jobless. We have a big transition in the summertime of people who do come, and they might get on a boat, fishing boat, they might get a job downtown in one of the agencies, but they have emotional, psychological, or chemical reasons for not keeping their job. And then they end up at the homeless shelter also. So the various reasons, but for the most part, the people we see are residents of Ketchikan who can't make ends meet. And one more observation that I'd like you to share, because it's important to know that since we have been opening all day on Saturday, since the borough gave us the money that allows us those extra 6 hours, we are noticing families with children coming to the shelter, particularly on Saturdays. And the reason we're noticing that, we believe, they tell us, is that the kids are in school all week long. So they get their meals and they have shelter. But these are homeless men and women with children, and they don't have the money for food on Saturday. And they don't have shelter on Saturday, so they're at the day shelter. And this is an issue that we are trying to address at the shelter, trying to make it an awareness of our town that we are working to help people, as is WISH and Rendezvous, right, and the Salvation Army and the Love and the Action and the Park Avenue Temporary Home and the Senior Services and KIC. We're all trying to help those men and women who are otherwise unspoken of in our community.
Right, and so this Empty Bowls fundraiser is Saturday, goes towards the day shelter. I know the day shelter is also doing something else. You guys are sponsoring Ketchikan Chooses Respect.
Yes, we are.
I know that it's a rally on Thursday, so this coming Thursday.
It's a busy week at the day shelter, it is. We have the Empty Bowls, which is the funds go specifically for the programming of keeping the doors open of the day shelter. Someone said, I don't support agencies that pay their boards. And I thought, well, that's great, because I don't either. Mm-hmm. None of the board members, and I should list the names of the people who are on our board, because you see them in the community. It's myself, Evelyn Erbley, I'm the chair. Charlotte White is secretary and vice chair. Susan Peters is the treasurer. Then we have Agnes Moran, and we have Jerry Taylor Elkins, and we have Wendy Hamilton. And so we have our board members that are in place, and they all have tickets to the Empty Bowl. And we are a volunteer organization, and all of the funds that these tickets will purchase the bowls, they'll get the soup, and all of those funds will help support the day shelter to keep its doors open.
And just something about how our day shelter is able to stay open is we have a very generous community here, so we do get donations, and also we have our government supporting us. The borough has given us a grant, the city of Ketchikan has given us a grant, and then we do get work closely with the state, so with all to get a grant also, but we have to match these, we have to produce so much on our own, and that we just have a very generous community here. This will all go to help us keep our doors open and to continue our services. So I just wanted to say that. And one more thing is that you can buy tickets at Scanlon Gallery, McPherson's, The Point, or at the door. And I'll let Evelyn take over. Thank you.
We just have another minute. I just wanted to say that, is there somewhere people can find more information about the rally, since we didn't
get
time?
Yes, Choose Respect Ketchikan. Up until this year, the state has pretty well sponsored Choose Respect. And last week, and that's why it's all short notice, we found out at the day shelter, the board members heard that there was no Choose Respect rally, and we said, there has to be a Choose Respect rally. So Thursday, 5:30, March 26th, meet at the parking lot of the Southeast Alaska Discovery Center. We will march up the hill to the courthouse, where we will have some local youth and individuals speak a little bit, and then come over to the day shelter, for we are hosting all of the parade and with snacks and treats, etc., at the day shelter. So Choose Respect is not just sexual violence and domestic abuse, which is serious in our state, but Choose Respect means the homeless, the hungry, the chronically addicted, those who don't have the means to keep the roof over their head. It also means the clerk in the grocery store or your next door neighbor. But Choose Respect Ketchikan is across the board respecting one another, and the day shelter is hosting that event, and we are thrilled and proud to do that on the behalf of the city.
Yep, and is encouraging people to bring posters or...
Oh, bring your family poster, bring your business, bring your flag, bring happy hats and horns, because it is advertising that your business, your family, you as an individual, your town supports respecting our neighbors in Ketchikan.
All right, well, that's Thursday, and you're meeting at 5:30. Thanks for joining us, ladies, and have a good day.
Thank you very much. It's our privilege to be here.
Support for programming on KRBD is provided by Madison True Value Lumber and Hardware, featuring True Value Weatherall exterior house paints in over 2,000 colors and True Value Woodsman exterior stains available in solid and semi-transparent formulas. Madison True Value Lumber and Hardware. True Value. Start right. Start here.